The Surviving Outside Sales Podcast, hosted by Mike O'Kelly, presented by Sales Builder Academy. The goal is to survive and thrive all phases of outside sales, whether you're getting in, dominating, or getting out. Surviving Outside Sales. Now on with the show. Welcome to the Surviving Outside Sales Podcast. I'm your host, Mike O'Kelly. First things off the bat, if you like the episode, if you like what you hear, please subscribe to the channel, download it, share it with a friend. It really does help spread the word around these topics. Surviving outside sales, we want people to survive and thrive, not just kind of get through their day, but help them. So it'd mean a lot if you would just subscribe and send it off to other people. So I want to talk about mindset. Today's topic is going to be about mindset, and it is about allowing yourself to fail and realizing you're not a failure. And I think there's a lot of fear. I've talked to a lot of sales professionals recently, a lot that are about to be entering their sales career. And some of them have hesitation and some of them don't. And I realize now that the ones that don't have hesitation are going to be the successful ones. The ones that are just not quite sure what steps to take, they could get there with the right mentoring, with the right coach, with the right organization that's going to support them and give them what they need to be successful. Unfortunately, there's a lot of companies out there, and what if they make the wrong choice? What happens then? And that's the only thing that I fear. So if you're listening right now and you're making decisions based on, well, I don't want to do this because what if I fail? Trust me, everyone fails. Okay? Everyone fails. You're not the only one. All you have to do is just pick yourself off the mat and go again. You're going to fail. Expect it. If you expect to fail, and I'm not saying you try to fail, but you plan for the worst, hope for the best. Okay? Prepare for the worst, hope for the best. Now, you want to make sure that your plan and your process is headed towards success. But just be aware, okay, if it doesn't, it's not going to throw you off your game, okay? What I equate it to is a lot of people walk into life and they walk into their career as if it is a flag football game. And then all of a sudden they get tackled by a defensive player and it just completely throws them for a loop. It knocks them off their game and they have no idea how to respond. Your career is like tackle football. You're going to get hurt. You're going to get bloody. You're going to get banged up. You're going to get tackled. It's going to hurt. Okay. That's why it's called surviving outside sales, because it's not easy. It's not for everyone. But if you really want to be in outside sales, you just have to know going in eyes wide open. That's it. It's going to be rough days. It's going to be really rough days. Then there's going to be days where you just think to yourself, why do I do this? But there's also going to be those great days. And those great days, if you build up everything properly, they're going to outnumber your really bad days 10 to 1. And that's the reason why, for me, I just keep pressing play. I keep pressing play. I keep pressing play. Because in a way, this is kind of cathartic for me, doing the podcast. It allows me to speak on the industry that I love so much on a daily basis. So there are times where I think to myself, man, you know, download numbers are not looking great. I'm not getting the response. The same thing for social content. It's the same for my coaching students. It's the same for my business clients. When I don't get a response that I want, I start to sometimes question, am I doing things the right way? Do I need to do more? And what I do is I just pull back, you know, because you can't see the forest through the trees is a 100% accurate statement. Okay. Pull back. You just re-examine everything and you think to yourself, what else can I do? If you're doing everything correctly, just keep with it. It's about consistency. This is a really tough time. It's the summer months. It's a really tough time. Your prospects and your buyers are going to be taking a lot of mental breaks. They're going to be taking a lot of physical breaks, i.e. vacations. the weather's beautiful outside. And in certain parts of the country, like the Northeast, the Midwest, where it is cold up until like early May, they're finally able to breathe. So it's a real shock to the system. If you're on the coast or if you're in Texas or if you're in the South, like, you know, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Texas, California, if you're in sunny climates year round, or at least temperate climates year round where, you know, it's 55, 60 degrees, it doesn't really get cold, it might be a different story. And that's why sales in every market is completely different. But the process is always the same. The way you find targets and buyers, the way you present to people, the way you structure your business strategy, it doesn't change. The only thing you do is you might implement a different marketing. You might have a different opener. You might have a different thing that you do to pull people through. But it's all the same. You have to have a plan. Just realize when you fail, because you will fail, all you have to do is get yourself up one more time. Take it from me. I've been knocked down dozens of times. Every single time I've gotten up, because I realize there really is nothing that's going to take you down. Nothing in this world is going to kill you, in the sales world, that is. Nothing is going to kill you. So what's the worst that could happen? You lose your job? Okay, there's plenty of opportunity out there, especially the longer you've been in the field. I saw the other day that a rep in Charlotte lost her job. 2 days later, she found another one. The company she was with had massive layoffs. She found a job in 2 days. Now, I don't know if she got the word beforehand, but she was unemployed for 2 days. Talented rep. I'm sorry. Talented sales professional. I don't want to call her a rep. Talented sales professional. She was unemployed for 2 days. Allow yourself to make mistakes. Do not let fear stop you from going after opportunities, from going after decisions, because you have no idea what the long-term vision, the long-term goal, where you're going to be in the long term based on the decisions you make today. You might think, I can't believe I joined that company. It was the worst 5 months of my life. Yes, but you know what it did? It led you to something better. So think about that. Thank you so much. Really do appreciate. Download, share the episode with like-minded individuals. Also, you can connect with me, Mike at Surviving Outside Sales, or you can check out the handles right here, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube. Also, Sales Builder Blueprint, the first of the many courses that are going to be in the Sales Builder Academy. The first one, Sales Builder Blueprint, the processes and systems that I have used over my 2 decades in every business. And I'm going to do it again when my wife and I open our franchise Restore. When we open this fall, I'm going to run the blueprint on that store as well. And I expect it to work because it is timeless. It is the things that I have learned from very smart sales professionals over the years. I've implemented it and it has worked over and over and over again because it's extremely flexible and it really does help build a business. You don't just want to have a bunch of sales you put together. You want to build a business. So check it out. Reach out to me, mikeokelly.com/salesbuilderblueprint if you want more information. And thank you so much. Really do appreciate it. Hope everybody has a great rest of their day and see you next time. Surviving Outside Sales. Bye.